I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. School field trips can be a time of wide-eyed wonderment, of seeing new people in new places, and maybe even seeing yourself with fresh eyes. But for Esperanza Orozco Charlo, a school trip to New York City last March was truly life-changing.
I feel like I can make a story. Like, I'm a girl who came from nothing. But when I go to New York, people are like, oh my God, like, look at this girl, she came from Montana, like, what's it like, you know, like.
Orozco Charlo is a senior at Two Eagle River School, the Flathead Nation's tribal alternative school in Pablo. She and her classmates documented their photography trip to the Big Apple last year, and later, Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes spokesperson Rob McDonald turned their raw tape into a film. The film, called Res Made, debuted last weekend at the Flathead Lake International Cinema Fest in Polson and received an honorable mention for Best Indigenous Film. Speaking at a group reunion a few days before the film fest, McDonald told the group of students he felt as though he was watching them grow up as he edited their footage.
I was hoping, like, oh, let somebody watch this. Let this get some attention, because I was like, I felt honored, privileged. Like, I'm seeing stuff that, like, I wish I could show the world, is what I was thinking sometimes.
The first half of the film follows the students from a fly-on-the-wall perspective as they navigate bustling city streets, taste new foods, and, of course, photograph the faces and places of the big city.
Pretty crazy. During rush hour, it was pretty crazy because it was, like, cramming you inside and not everybody could get in.
But toward the end, the film takes on a more somber tone. Each student reflects on their experience working with professional photographers and professors at New York University, and even bumping into people who had never met a Native American tribal member before.
Like, once they get past the whole, like, you're Native thing, and they start, like, actually speaking to you, it's...
Yeah.
They're really cool, but...
They're the...
It's just the whole, like, romanticizing Native American culture and things like that, like, in Hollywood, and just how it's seen. But once, they realize that we're kind of human and we get on, like, Instagram and, like, eat tacos and stuff, you know. And you can relate to them in a lot of ways. And I think they just need time to realize that, too.
For Esperanza Orozco Charlo, being in New York City felt like a fresh start. She's now working with the teacher who organized the trip, David Spear, on a letter of introduction she plans to send out to some of the professors and community members she met on her trip, with the hope of paving a way to relocate.
Going through it, I really like what you wrote about yourself. I mean, obviously the issues you dealt with in terms of being a young person growing up. But I also like the ending, too, about how you described your excitement of being in New York and maybe wanting to become someone there.
Yeah.
So you want to read a little bit?
I have. My name is Esperanza Orozco Charlo. I spent the first 6 years of my life in a foster home. There was always someone sleeping on the living room couch and floor. Why did things have to be the way they were? Why isn't mom home to take care of us? Because she was still grieving. I always made sure we were good and got us what we needed. I would get us to and from school, even if it meant walking miles to get to the bus. And that it did. We stayed in hotels again. We jumped house to house with whoever would let us stay. I became angry a lot. I questioned why I was being given this life. One day on a school field trip, I had taken one of the photography teacher's cameras and started to take a bunch of pictures of the mountains, the trees, the lake, everything. The next day, my photos were placed on the bulletin board in the hallways. At first, I was like, what the heck? But it was cool. Everyone loved my photos. I'm so happy that I picked up that camera that day. I'm so happy that they chose me to go with them to New York, because I would have never got this opportunity to go back. I'm excited for my future, and I'm hoping to tell my story through a camera. I want to get my story out there and to inspire others.
Teacher David Spear says he was happy to use his past professional connections to bring students to New York. Old friends at the Lower East Side Girls Club even donated funding for hotel rooms to round out the $70,000 students raised through events and grants from the tribe. Spear says all of that paved the way for Orozco Charlo's transformative experience.
And just to have the notion of the trip become something that, I mean, we were just taking some kids to New York kind of thing, but I always have it in the back of my mind. Maybe we can make that kind of connection, and maybe we can make it something, you know, that quote-unquote life-changing experience kind of thing. So, but she's really ready.
The students' photographs from their New York trip are on display at the People Center in Pablo. Filmmaker Rob McDonald says he'd like to submit Resmade to other film festivals. You can find a link to it and more information on our website, mtpr.org. In Pablo, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.